On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning, happy Father's Day weekend to you all. Our product partners have put together some great giveaways. We're going to do another one right now. We've got so many to give away, we're not going to do anything fancy. It's just going to be, we're going to do text this time. This one is a Hex Armor. It's a 3-in-1 here. You're going to get Hex Armor tinted safety glasses, Hex Armor Rig Lizard gloves. These are their warm weather impact gloves, very breathable. And you're going to get a Grill Bot. This is an automatic cleaner for your grill. Just text FATHER to 411-923 between now and the end of the segment, and everyone that texts in will just pick at random. So FATHER to 411-923 will draw a random winner for the Grill Bot gloves and the Hex Armor glasses. We're in the Outdoor Living Hour right now with Jay Harper of Harper's Nursery. At the National Hardware Show, we've had a lot of fun with this, and there's a lot of new and great tools. So let's play a little game. We'll go through your top five tools every gardener must have, and I'll let you know the newest or the most American-made in those brands.
Well, the first thing that I think of, because I probably use it the most, is a pair of hand pruners.
Pruners. And do you have one particular that y'all like or sell?
We sell Corona, typically. I grew up selling Corona. We still sell Corona.
My clippers, my saw, my pruner, my hedger, any hand cutter or saw is Corona. Not all of Corona is American made, but they're out of Corona, California. So it's an American based company anyway.
Correct. They have a pretty good guarantee, warranty on their products, and they've got a lot of different options. and they're fairly reasonably priced. I mean, you can spend a lot more on a pruner, and if you're a professional and doing pruning, there might be other pruners that are more well suited to you.
And you can pick them up at Ewing. You can pick them up at Sprinkler World. You can pick them up anywhere they sell landscape products.
Pretty much most landscape stores, nurseries, garden centers, lawnmower repair shops. Scotty's carries a lot of Corona. So there's Corona, most professional type shops.
Now, they don't exhibit at the National Hardware Show, but I tell you, pruners is one thing you don't see a lot there of. In fact, I couldn't tell you one person I can recall that exhibit pruners. Maybe that's just such a common thing. They don't need to go and be out in front of new retailers. They're
probably,
already there.
Probably not a lot of new technology in pruners, although I will say the new battery-powered, I guess for lack, the rechargeable power tool pruners on the pole pruners, wow, they're pretty slick.
Briggs & Stratton has one, the Snap. It's their snapper line at 82-volt battery.
That'll get
it
done.
That's some power. All right, so hand pruners is number one. What would number two?
A good leaf rake.
Okay. Again, not one that there's a lot, not new technology in leaf rakes.
Probably not. You know, we've gone through phases where we went from, you know, metal to a lot of plastic at one time. Now, you know, everybody's kind of back to metal, fiberglass handled versus wood handled, you know, those types of things. But, you know, it's pretty hard to do much yard work without a leaf rake.
I do look for the fiberglass a lot. Even out of the shade, if you don't have an air-conditioned space for the wood, man, that the sap and everything just dries up and it shrinks and it starts to deteriorate.
Yeah, they really do.
Number three?
Gloves.
Gloves. Oh, now, there must have been 20 different glove manufacturers at the National Hardware Show. Do you have a particular favorite? Or what do you look for when you're getting gloves? You just go to the traditional old leather hide?
I hate wearing gloves.
Me too. I like to feel my
fingertips. I'll be completely honest with you. I very seldom wear gloves. When I do, I really prefer a cotton glove that just fits, doesn't have the big bulky fingers like most leather gloves do. I'm not a huge fan of the real tight coated, rubbery coated gloves. Just a basic cotton jersey kind of a glove is generally what I wear.
And we do have a few gloves from Hex Armor. They've made the Thorn Armor one, the cactus proof gloves.
Yes.
Now, if I'm working on cactus or trimming ironwoods or mesquites or palo verdes, when I'm at least picking them up and moving them, I'll put those on.
Yeah, and here in the summertime, it's hard not to wear gloves just because you mentioned things are hot, you know. So you wear them more to so you can actually pick something up. Those the thorn-proof type gloves are very practical here in the desert. We have a lot of stuff that's got a lot of thorns and pointy things on it.
Number four?
A good old digging shovel, spade, garden spade, a good one, you know, that you can actually, you know, we have hard ground here. So you're actually standing on that thing trying to get a hole dug.
And for that, we're actually working to bring Ames into the Rosa E store. It's the third oldest company in America, second oldest in, or the oldest in the tool department. And they make all of their spades right here in America. So they had a fabulous story. We featured them a few months ago. But the Ames garden spade. Number five.
A hat.
Gotta have a hat.
You know, I guess that's part with my fair skin, pretty important. Hat, maybe I should say hat and clothing, all in one statement. So proper garden clothing and a hat included in that.
Now, I do wear baseball caps regularly, but if I'm outside and especially if I'm gardening, I mean, it's got to be a hat that covers ears. I put my cowboy hat on.
No, I mean a hat. It's a big old floppy or a big straw cowboy type hat.
All right, so there's five must-haves for your gardener. It'd be a perfect opportunity, a gift idea. If you're looking for a Father's Day idea and yours doesn't have those five necessities, you can. You got your shopping list for the weekend now.
There you go.
We'll be back.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.